The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy!
Today's Daf in Zvachim is Daf Kuf Tet Vav, and although we've gotten up to the third line of Pesach B'Sharimot Hashanah Shlamim, I think we maybe should just review for a moment to get back into the discussion. So you'll recall that the Mishnah said that when it comes to Mechusar Zman B'Ba'alim, the examples that were given were, the classic example, let's just stick with that one not to get confused, was the Osham Mitzera. So the Mitzera has to be completed, his entire process of getting ready for Tahira, with all that it involves, with the Kohen, with Tefillah, and so on. And then, finally, after he counts the requisite time, he can bring a Korban, which besides his Chatat and his Ola, also includes a Korban Asham. And so the Mishnah said that if he brings this Asham B'chutz before the time that it was acceptable to bring it Bifrim, it would be Patur. So that anything that is dependent on the time of the Baalim, not only on the time that the animal is right to be brought, so it needs to be Shivat Yamim Tachatimo, or it can't be Otovet Beno, or it can't have a Mum that is Over, any of those kind of things are all Patur B'shchitas Chutz because of the fact that it's not right for the Mizbeach now. And we had this very fascinating statement yesterday of Reb Chilkiah. And Reb Chilkiah said that the only time, remarkably, that you would be potter is if it was brought lishmo, because lishmo, it can't be mitkabel b'fnei. But shalolishmo, since shalolishmo, the asham actually would be kosher b'fnim now, because he holds that asham shalolishmo is kosher, so therefore you could bring it now as something else, and then it wouldn't be the asham that was mechusas man b'balim. After all, there's nothing wrong with the animal. There's only something wrong with its connection to the carbon that is bringing it for. But if he had wanted to bring it now b'fnim, so he could bring it l'shem ola, and it would be kosher. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't be roy for the body for anything, but it'd be a kosher korban. So, in the ultimate sense, it's considered to be a mekubal b'fnim. It's roy l'mizbeach. Okay. Now, Rav Huna was very upset about that, and in a hatkafa, he says that it's an absurdity, because what you're saying is that if it's done properly, and you do it b'chutz your potter, but if you even do it worse, and you make it shalol lishmo, besides being b'chutz, then at that point, it's better. In other words, at that point, it's roy to be brought b'fnim and you're chayev. That makes no sense to me. I mean, how can it be eino kosher lishmo, but kosher shalol lishmo? It makes no sense. So the first thing that the Gemara said is, what makes no sense about that? It's exactly the same as a Korban Pesach, which if you try to bring it lishmo, l'shem Pesach, shalom bizmano, that's the same thing as trying to bring the Asham Mitzera, shalom bizmano, it's no good. But if you bring that Korban as a Korban Shalomim, then it is good. Same thing over here. You bring that Asham as Korban Ayla, then it is good. It seems to be exactly the same issue, and that is a long-standing, absolute normative halacha that everybody agrees to, the Pesach Shalom Bizmano Shalom Lishmo is kosher. So what are you so upset about? It follows the same format. So to that, Rav Huna said, well, that's not a valid example, because a Pesach is essentially a Shlomim when it's Shalom Bizmano. So when I'm doing it, L'shem Shlomim, that is what it is. And Mamela, any time that I'll do it Shalom Lishmo, even if I don't do it L'shem Shlomim, but since in essence a Shlomim would be kosher lishmo or shalom lishmo, so this is really a shlomi. But here we have a real asham. Now you're saying, let's treat that asham as if it's an oila, now it'll be kosher, and therefore chayev b'chutz? I just don't see it. Okay, so today, the Gemara in the third line continues with what is a proof, apparently, to Rav Chilkiah. Lema misayelei, says the Gemara, let us see if we can prove Rav Chilkiah's point against Rav Huna from the following. Yochol sha'ani motzi af olat b'chusar zman, should be olat, should say, b'chusar zman b'ba'alim. You might think that I should exclude from the chiev of al petach o amoy, from the chiev of shchut echutz, and olat, that was b'chusar zman b'ba'alim. And we know already the Mishnah says it doesn't matter because the olat is always mekubal bifnim. So if it isn't roi for this, it's at least roi bifnim for some other purpose as an oila. Okay, that's not quite the same as an asham that I'm bringing as an oila, obviously. So that doesn't prove anything, but let's continue. You might think that I would exclude the oila b'chusis bad b'bali, and you might think that I would exclude an asham nazir and asham mitzora. Now this does not say mechusis man b'bali, okay? So I would exclude now an asham nazir and asham mitzora. What do you mean exclude? When exclude? Obviously, an asham nazir and asham mitzora, that something is wrong with. Now, what? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, okay. Well, first of all, what's the reason I don't exclude it? That's because of when we end Ishish b'Beit Yisrael Asher Yishchat. It doesn't say Stam Asher Yishchat b'machana mikutz b'machana. It says Asher Yishchat Shor o Kesef o Eiz. And that is not necessary. Each one of those is a ribui. Talmud Lomar Shor mikomakom. I don't even hang what the problem is with this Shor. Kesef mikomakom. Whatever the problem is. Eiz mikomakom. All of these things are included. Now, what gives us a key, it doesn't say here what the problem is. It only said what the problem was on the oila. And for that, we didn't need the ribui, b'chara. It doesn't mention chatas. It says an oila, b'chusis ma'am b'balim, or an asham nazir, an asham mitzera, that has something else wrong with it. And it doesn't talk about chatas. Now that's a clue, okay? Because I can ask, you know, okay, so what is wrong with it? B'maya skina, what is the case? Ilema bizmano, I mean, if we're talking about bringing it bizmano, bringing it bizmano, it's kosher. But first of all, I don't even need a riboy for that. I understand. If it's not mechusis man babalim, I see that you said mechusis man babalim only on the oila. So obviously the asher bez asher mitzvah is not mechusis man babalim. So it's the eighth day. Now it's kosher. So first of all, I mean, why an asher nazir and asher mitzvah not a chatas? Chatas is also on the eighth day when you would have to bring it. So then it would be chayav b'chutz. So you can't mean that. It's crazy. Mayer asher afilu chatat nami. Not to mention the fact that what do I need a special rebu for? It's like any other carbon that is mitkabel bifnim. I don't need a rebu. Ela, okay, I'll tell you what it's talking about. It's got to be talking about shelo bizmano. Otherwise, the whole thing is crazy. All right, so now, we're talking about a case of an asham nazir, an asham etzera, before the eighth day. And it's saying over here, you might think that it's not kosher, which of course is the din. It's not kosher in your potter b'chutz. And yet it says over here, no, you would be chayav b'chutz. Okay? All right, now there's only one explanation. But my, I mean, if we're talking about bringing that asham nazir, asham etzera lishmo, as an asha, what do you mean it's chayav? It isn't chayav. The Mishnah says it isn't chayav because it's not royal of obifnim. El alav, look, there's only one explanation. This is exactly what Rav Chilkiah was saying. That you might think that the only time that we're going to exclude an asham that is being brought shalo bizmano, the idea over there is as an asham. Okay. How about if I bring it as an oila, you might think that I would exclude that also, because after all, I mean, it isn't what it was meant to be. Kamash malan, shor, mikomakom, kesel, mikomakom, eiz, mikomakom. That, Rav Chilkiah is right. And that as long as it's brought shelo lishmo, then you're chayav b'chutz, because it would be roi bifnim. Albeit, it's not the right way to do it, albeit it's not going to be oila labalav or anything like that, but it's a kosher korban. And that's all that concerns me for the chayav shkutichutz. Ha! Perfect. So it's telling me, it's the only explanation, right? And of course, the reason that chatas is left out is also now obvious. Because a chatas shelo lishmo is not roi bifnim. And that's the whole point. So it works out beautifully. That chatas provided us the key. El olav shelo lishmo. Says the Gemara, well, but there's an alternative. The alternative is that actually, it's talking indeed, as you said, it has to be talking about now. He said, shelo lishmo. But the point over here is that it's talking about bizmano. The idea over here is that the olam bizmano, we're talking about a case where it is the time to bring it. And the problem is that you brought it shelo lishmo. That's the problem. So what? You'll say if I brought it shelo lishmo? Ah! I'll leave it to Rabbi Lazar, who says that an asham shelo lishmo is possible. So now I think to myself, wait, this is very interesting. Because the carbon itself, had I brought it bifnim as an asham, it's bizmano, would be kosher. But I'm messing it up, I'm ringing it shelo lishmo. Would that mean that since the way that I brought it, Bachutz Shelo Lishma, I should look at, well, as you brought it, it would be Pasul Bifnim, and therefore you should be Potter? Or should I say, what's the difference how I brought it? Is this carbon kosher for what it is? Yes. You certainly, there's no new tour of Shchut Echutz because you bring it Shelo Lishma, or because you bring it with a Makshevas Pigol, that's ridiculous. You don't change what the carbon is by pretending, sprinkling water over the Hashem and saying, thou art hereby an Oila. And therefore, the Pasuk is specifically telling us, who cares what you did? The point is, you took an Hashem that was Bismanai, that was Royal of Obifnin, and therefore, not like you pointed out that in Shelo Bismanai, we're talking about Shelo Lishma, but Adarab, it is Bismano. And since it's Shelo Lishmo, we need a ribui to tell me, I can leave it to Rebbe Lazar, that you're still Bichayev. Why did we leave out Chatas? We didn't. Because according to Rebbe Lazar, Chatas and Asham are basically the same thing. So it's going according to Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Makshinan Asham Lechatat. Therefore, it tells me that in by the Asham, and I understand if that's true about the Asham, it's true about the Chatat from whence the Asham is derived. And it isn't a clue as to a difference between Hashem v'Chatat. If anything, it points to a similarity of Hashem v'Chatat to the point where I don't need to discuss it separately. And that's exactly Rebbe Lazar's approach. Here we have two totally opposite approaches, each one which is supportable by the specific language and the hints that each thought meant dafka my approach. All right, so we have two explanations. Like Reb Chilkiah, the explanation is that we're talking about Shelo Bismano, and therefore it's not mitkabel bifnim as is, but is mitkabel bifnim if you change its name to an Eila. And the Chiddush is, as Reb Chilkiah said, that if it's Shelo Lishmo, it's Chayiv. According to Rav Huna, the explanation is that it's talking about that it is Bismano, and you're chayev even though it's Shelo Lishmo, not because it's Shelo Lishmo, because the fact is, it's roy to be mitkabel bifnim. Fascinating. Two totally different, opposite approaches, both of which work perfectly well, as many things in life. So, Tashma, let's take a look now and see if we can bring a raya from here. Yochol she'ani marbe ola mechuser zman begufa. Now you might think that I should include in the Yisr and Shchut Echutz an Eila that is not 7 days old yet. It's not on its eighth day. So it's Mechuser Zman in its body. Or a Chatas that is Mechuser Zman, whether physically or whether in its Baalim, Talmud Lomar, Vel Petach HaMoed, Goshen Roy Lavo Petach HaMoed, in Chayav and Aleim. Now I ask you, why is the word Asham missing here? How come it says a chatas that's b'chusas zman b'ba'alim b'emet? Why doesn't it say an asham that is b'chusas zman b'gufo b'ba'alim shaira? It's very conspicuous that it was left out. Now, consider the possible case, and then we could figure it out. B'maya skina. If we're talking about bringing it lishmo, okay, since it's b'chusas zman b'ba'alim, everybody agrees that lishmo, like the Mishnah says, it's definitely going to be potter b'chutz. Exactly the same as the chatas. So, Asham nami lifter, there's no difference. Elalav shelo lishmo. The only possible case is that it's talking about that it was brought shelo lishmo, which explains why. The chatas, since the chatas shelo lishmo is anyway potter, so you're not going to make it more roy b'fnim to bring it as an oila. But the asham, as Reb Chilkiah pointed out, is actually kosher lishelo lishma, and therefore we can't say that it would be potter if you shechted it b'chutz, because exactly as Reb Chilkiah taught us, it would really be chayev if you shechted it b'chutz, since it's roy to be an oila b'fnim. There you go. It's a raya. Once again, says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya, because suppose it's talking indeed shelo lishmo, and that is the reason that it's teaching us that according to Rebbe Eliezer, who is makish asham lechatat, so it tells us the same way that you understand that the chatat would be pasul shelo lishmo, tana ikar, and koshekein tafel. Now the word koshekein tafel is, as Rashi says, pretty migum gam. Because, I mean, it's not a kosher cane, the tafel. You have to believe that it's the tafel. Yes, because the ikar din of shelo lishmo is said by a chatas. But this whole explanation is pretty awful. I mean, as Rashi says, look, you're trying to shoehorn, you're basically trying to shoehorn in the Ravuna's approach to this. It doesn't work well. I mean, it was the other way around, it worked nicely. Maybe but over here, talk about, okay. But look, Lamaisa, if the Yashem is the same as the Chattas, and we're talking about where even though it's being brought Shalol Lishmo, so then, fine, it's Gufa coming to tell me that Shalol Lishmo wouldn't help you, but that's because it's Gufa, the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, so therefore this doesn't help us. All right, so the Chattas is certainly Potter because it's not good in either way, not Lishmo, not Shalol Lishmo. The Chiddush is the same thing is true of the Yashem. All right, so this doesn't help too much. Tashma, how about here? Dechiyata Rav Dimi Amar. Now look, on the surface, what we're about to do is really weird because we don't seem to be bringing anything new. Not only are we not bringing anything new, we don't even know exactly what we're bringing, as you're going to see. So Tashma, when Rav Dimi came, he quotes the Tana Devei Livoi, Bar Livoi, you should say, Yochol Sha'ani Motzi Afolat Mechuser Zman Bebalim. And an Hashem Nazir and Hashem Etzer. Now you'll notice this is exactly what we said in the opening brayta that we started today on the third line. Right? Remember? That's that brayta. Okay? So, I mean, there's nothing new being brought here. And then, Minayin, how do we know to include them? And then actually, I don't know how to end this brayta because I forgot. So Rav Dimi came and said, I know how it starts, I just don't know how it finishes. So I don't remember my Talmudic, what the pasuk was that they brought. Ravina says, what do you mean you don't remember? I'll tell you. It was Shor Kesevei. Shor Mikol Makom Kesevei Kol Makom Es Mikol Makom. You might want to look in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav in the final printed editions a few thousand years from now and you'll remember. Okay, fine. All right. Okay, yes. Now the Gemara says, okay. So now we know what the Braita says. Yes. That's the same Braita we started the Daf with. If anyway, we're going to have to get to Daf Kuf Tet Vav in order to know what the Braita says. So can't we just know the answer to the question? We already answered this Braita. I understand. What are you doing? Hi, my Rumia. What the heck? It's Gidek Ahanad. We just went through this. You're bringing it up again as if we've got a new discovery because somebody comes from Eretz Yisrael and doesn't even remember what it says. This is the weirdest. No, this is Amr Nachman. Hold on a second. There's something. It's Reb Nachman by Yitzchak. Amr Nachman by Yitzchak. It's because there's a piece of information you're missing. The continuation of this brayta actually had linked to it an internal contradiction between the way that it was said over to the Toni of Levi, which was asked by Rabbi Zera, and which makes no sense unless Rabbi Zera already knows what the deal is. In other words, unless there was a Kabbalah, or a Dimi, unless there was a Kabbalah on what the Braita was referring to. And here is the question that was asked. Hatani Levi, name, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Etzorah. Now so far, it sounds like the same case. Sheshachtan shalol lishman kisheri. Now, here it says, if they were shachtan shalol lishma, they're kosher. So this is an asha, shalol lishma kosher. Not alibid Rabbi Elazar, obviously, right? Lo alul ba'alim l'shem chuvah. Now, shachtan mechuser zman beba'alim. That means shalol bizmano. Not the same as the opening case that said that the oilo was mechuser zman. And there was another problem, the Hashem Nazar, Hashem Nazar, okay? Shachtan, here it says, mechuser zman, that means shalol bizmano, before the eighth day, Baalim, or maybe they had physically some problem. Maybe they were 2 years old instead of 1 year old. So how do you explain the fact that on the one hand, it says that Hashem Nazir v'Hashem Etzorah, you might think we should be motzi from Shkut Echutz, and we bring a pasuk to tell me that you're chayef Shkut Echutz. And yet, in this brayta, it says that if you shechta them mechuser zman, Bebalim, that indeed they would be psulim, and therefore your pater b'chutz. How do you explain that contradiction? And Rav Dimi answered the contradiction, and he said it's not really a problem. Lo kasha kan lishmo, v'kan shalo lishmo. Now, what exactly was the question? Rav Dimi was saying, well, it's not a problem. When it says you're chayev, in the previous braita, that was talking about shalol lishmo, was following the sheet of Rav Chilkia, that shalol lishmo is mitkabel bifnim as an eila, and therefore you're chayav. When it says over here b'chutzis man b'balim, it's talking about where it was shechted lishmo, and lishmo, of course, as the Mishnah said, is potter. So what's the problem? Everything is fine. The issue is, how did Rav Dimi find this to be a stira? If the original pshat did not say that it was talking about betoch hazman, correct? Maybe it was talking about, as we said before, that it is bizman. It's just that since it's shelo lishmo, it was going on leave of the Rabbi Elazar. And then there's no contradiction at all. We have two braitot. Please, gentlemen, it sounds complicated. It's very straightforward. One braita that says the words Ola mechusar zman bebali and Asham Nazir and Asham Metzera. We don't know what the problem is of the Asham Nazir and the Asham Metzera. It's not mechusar zman bebali. That was what was going on with the Ayulam. And it says, you might think you'd be potter b'chutz, kamash b'lon shor chesavez, you're chayev b'chutz. Another braita says, shachton b'chutz isman b'balim, you're potter b'chutz. So we have a contradiction. Now, if I would have asked you that contradiction, you would have said, I don't understand why it's a contradiction. We originally pointed out that that first opening braita, which you're identifying as the braita of Bar Livoi, that first opening braita could be talking about that it wasn't b'chutzir zman b'balim at all, and it would be going now, it was actually bizmano, and what was the need for a pasuk? The fact that it was going on Liba the Rebbe Lazar. And since it was a Liba the Rebbe Lazar, and it's talking about the yeshechta that shalolishmo, the chiddush is that shalolishmo doesn't change its status of mitkabel b'flim. The exact opposite of Rav Chilkiah, correct? And yet Rav Dimi is saying, oh, we've got a serious problem over here. What is the serious problem? Must be that Rav Dimi had a Kabbalah about the nature of the Braita that he brought with him from Eretz Yisrael. And he knew that this Braita was not referring to the case in which it was Bizmana. So that the simple meaning of it, Olam Mechusar Zman B'Balim, plus Asham Nazir V'Asham Metzera, that had something else attached to that. But they were certainly talking about where it was Shelo Bizmana. What was that something else? So he came to answer the something else was Shelo Lishmo. If it's Shelo Lishmo, then the Asham Aliba the Reb Chilkiah becomes Bekubal Bifnim, and now you're Chayav Bachutz. Perfect. But if he didn't have that Kabbalah, he should have been laughed out of the room. So understand, what are you, stupid or something? What's the steer? Do you know whether it's referring to Chutz Lizmana that you're asking? That this is a steer to the Braita of Reb Levi, that it's Chutz Lizmana? Maybe it's talking about Bizmano, like we said before, Liber Reb Eliezer. So Mimela, it's clear that he knew. Otherwise, there would have been nothing to ask. If he's asking from this case, then he had to have known that the Mishnah of Bar Levoi was also talking about that it was Mechusar Zman. And even though it's not Roy Lishmo Bifnim, it's Roy Shalol Lishmo, and therefore it's a riot of Chilkiah. Okay? Okay. So here, there's also, of course, once we raise this, there's no reason for us to go back and ask the question from the Braita of Reb Levi. We could ask it directly from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said that you're potter. And the Braita said that you're chayev from Shor and Kesev and Eitz. So indeed, Rav Ashi pointed out, listen here, guys. The Mishnah says you're potter on Asham Nazir and Asham Metzer. That's Bechuzis Man Babalim. That's the example the Mishnah gives of Bechuzis Man Babalim. And now you're bringing me a Mishnah, a Braita, that says the Bechuzis Man Babalim is Chayev, because we have the Shor, Kesev, and Eis edition, Ribuin. How do you explain that? And he gave the simple explanation. Simple explanation is, it's Reb Chilkiah. Kan Lishma, Kan Shelo Lishma. Now, that too, of course, was based on the assumption that the opening braita was talking about Mechusar Zman B'Balim, except that it had an additional issue of Shelo Lishma. That's why the braita split it up. Oyla Mechusar Zman B'Balim, and Asher Nazir V'Asher Metzera, which although they Mechusar Zman B'Balim were Shelo Lishma. That's the way in which we're reading it now. Okay? And therefore, what we really have over here, if there was in fact such a stira in the Braita, appears to be a Tiyufta and Ravuna. Because, I mean, Ravuna is claiming there ain't no such thing as using Shelo Lishmo to make things more kosher. That's ridiculous. It becomes less kosher. So you can't say that something is Bechusar Zman, and therefore not Roy for the Mizbeach, now becomes more kosher to the Mizbeach, because not only is it because it's man, it's also Shelo Lishmo. That's crazy. So now we have a clear-cut indication that it's not crazy. This exactly was what the Braita was saying. Lema David Yuftet Ravuna, shall it then be checkmate to Ravuna? Omer Lacha Ravuna, not necessarily. There's a way out of this. Because it doesn't say what type of Asham Mitzera we're talking about. What if we're talking about an Asham where there had been another Asham that had been set aside for Achrayut? Now remember that we learned before, if you set aside two Karbanot, two Behemot, for a Karban Asham, and one of them is set aside for Achrayut, then the din is that the other one is supposed to be used as an Oila. However, L'chatchila, you're supposed to put it out the pasture, wait until it gets a mum, and this is because of Gzeira, as we'll see, and then you use the money to buy an oil. But if you would have gone ahead and brought it itself as an oila, once you were menatek it, you put it out to the field to be an oila, by getting a mum and getting translated into an oila, it's actually kosher as an oila. Therefore, says Ravuna, look, if that's what the case is talking about, then it doesn't disturb me in the least, because then originally when I was mafreshit as an oila. In other words, basically when I took two animals and I said, look, one is a backup, what was I saying? That the one that ends up being the backup is going to be used as an oila. So that's not called shol l'shmo, make things worse. That's called making things what they were meant to be. But how do you say that if it's just a regular asham, and it's the only asham, then now I'll make it more right for the mizbeach, by making it Shalol L'shmo? I think that that's mad. If it's a B'chutz L'shmo, it does get better by adding to it that it's also Shalol L'shmo. So I'm going to inside. It's talking about over here that you set it aside for Achrayut, for the other one, in which case, Chad Minel Mi'ikara Olahi, one of them, therefore, is understood initially to be meant as an Eila. And remember that the aloha is, as I have been wont to quote from Rav, Ken Ravuna Amar Rav, the Yom Ravuna Amar Rav, Asham Shinitak L'Ri'iya, once it was set aside from the din of Asham, and has now been broken off of that and gone out to allow it to be pastured, to be used for an Eila, if you went ahead and shechted it without changing its name, you just shechted its stam, then it is an Eila. That means that I'm not doing something wrong. I'm not doing a shinui Hashem adaraba. It was always meant to be an oila. And if I don't say any differently, it is an oila. Now that is not comparable to your crazy case, Rabbi Hilkiah, where you took an usher and you're going to do something wrong and turn it into an oila when it isn't an oila. That's absurd. Okay. Now the next piece in the Mishnah is that if you went ahead and you brought from the basar of the chatas, then, or anything that was meant to be eaten, and you bring it on a mizbeach b'chutz, you're put. Tanur rabbanan. Minayin l'mahala mibsar hachatat, mibsar hasham, mibsar kachi kachi. These are all the cases in the Mishnah. Kachi kachi over here refers to shalmei tzibur, the gibsei atzeret, or mibsar kachi b'kali, or for that matter, any of the things that are meant to be eaten. The motara omer, the shtei alechem in their entirety, the lechem aponim, the shiori amenachot, all those things are food. They're not meant to be on the mizbeach. How do we know that you're potter if you treat them as a korban b'chutz? Talmud lomar, therefore we darshan ola ish ish b'beit Yisrael asher yale ola ozavach vel petach ha'omoed oivio. So that ola ozavach, it has to be similar to an oila. Just like an oila, which is ru'uya, it's meant leha'ala'a, to be brought, af kol sheru'uya leha'ala'a. Now, how do you know that? If you do all kinds of other things, yinayin sha'af ha'yotzeik, you pour the oil onto the mincha, or you mix it, your bolel, or potate, you break the mincha into pieces, or you salt it, or your menif, you bring it up and down and back and forth as we do tznufa, or you do hagosha of the mincha, or you set up the shulchan with the lechem, or you light the benera, the neirot, or you do the kamitz, or you do the kabbalat hadam. You do any of these things b'chutz. How do I know you're potter? Even though we added zrikas hadam and ol asiya, because it has to be similar to elah zava. Just like halah, it's a gemar avodah. It's the end of a series. So too, anything that's an end of a series of aveda. So the kabbalah of the dam is not an end. The zrika is the end. And so too, the halah is the end. The bringing up, the being makter, the kometz, but not doing the kometz, not putting the kometz bekli, not baking the mincha, bringing the mincha, not agosh of the mincha, haktor of the mincha. And therefore, all of those cases of the Mishnah are now clearly seem to be excluded from the pasuk. Now, the Mishnah continues on with the dinim of history. Where was Obama mutter? Where was it osur? And what is the din of Aveda on Obama? So the Mishnah said, Ad Shalohu Kam HaMishkan, the original Avodah, was Bivichorot. Yativ Revuna Barav Katina Kamed Rav Chista. So here we find that Rav Chana, that is the other Gerza Barav Katina, was sitting in front of Rav Chista and said over that the mocker of this is Vayishlach Ad Nahare B'nei Yisrael. It's not clear exactly. Rashi says something's missing over here because it isn't clear how we got, what was he saying it about. But anyway, he's reading the pasuk of Vayishlach Ad Nahare B'nei Yisrael, and Rav Chista told him, or vice versa, does suggest that, well, you should know, Hoche Omer Avasi, Upasku. Upasku means, that was it. That was the last time that anything was ever done by Nahare B'nei Yisrael. That's one way of understanding. The other girsa is upaske. Paske is put the et nachta in Nahare B'nei Yisrael. In other words, we have it not as a psi over there, but we have it with a pashta, which is v'yalu olot. Nahare B'nei Yisrael v'yalu. He said, no, read the pasuk with an et nachta, paske, split it, which would mean that they were not the ones who brought the korbanot. They were just standing there. But in actuality, so the two pshatim are, that was the last time they did anything. From that point on, the Bechorot did not act, or they didn't even do that. They just stood over the Eilah. Ah, so then what did happen? As we'll see later on, there was no Kohen, but what happened is that Nadav and Avihu were on that day appointed to do the Avodah. Very strange. Now, he heard this from him, and he said, whew, I was thinking, at that point when I heard that, I was going to ask him from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Ad Shalom Kama Mishkan, that's a year later. And he's claiming that 11 months earlier, in Sivan, at the day of Kabbalah the Torah, 11 months before the Huka Akamas HaMishkan, in the following Nisan, that already Nadav Avihu were doing the Aveda and not the Bechorot. So, how does he explain the Mishnah? But, before I had even a chance to ask in the Mishnah, I hear that he keeps on talking these crazy things. And Shame Deka Amar Mishmeh Ravada Bar Ava, then I hear him saying over Aloha, in the name of Ravada Bar Ava, that the Ola that was brought in the Midbar on that day did not require the Dinim of the Ola. And it didn't require Hefshet, Venituach, all the basic halachas of Eilah. They didn't even take off the skin, didn't cut it up into pieces. Really primitive, man. So then when I heard him say that, I decided, why should I ask him from the Mishnah? I'll ask from a Braita that shows him wrong on both counts. That first of all, the Bechorot did not end doing the Avodah that day. And secondly, that they certainly did need to do Hefshet V'nituach on that Eilah. So I asked him from a Braita to Shavya Bekulo, which is good across the board to bust him on everything here. The time. It says in a Braita like this, Ad Shalom Kama Mishkan, Habamot Mutarot, V'Avodah B'Vchorot. You got that? Thank you. Avodah B'Vchorot, that means 11 months after the claim of Rav Asi. Now, furthermore, Vakok Sherim Lakriv Bema Chaya V'ov Zicharim V'Nekevot. You're allowed to bring any type of animal during that period. You could bring a behemoth, you could bring a chai, you bring a deer as a carbon for that matter. Birds, males, females, Tmimim, Bali, Mumina, they have to be of the minim that are Tahorim, because that we saw all the way back by Noah, V'lo Tmeim. Okay, fine. And all of the types of korbanot that were brought, whatever the species, whatever the gender, were all olot. And furthermore, and here's the second part, v'ola shekrivu Yisrael b'midbar, get this, te'una hefshet v'nituach, ha ha ha. And that shows that he's wrong on both counts. Okay, I'll just finish, okay? And this is the din of goyim, when they bring korbanot today, They're mutter and all of the above, because they're always, they never change. So whatever, yeah, so the din that they have is they can bring, again, they can bring any of these things for an oil. Okay, now, but getting back to my question, how are you going to explain that, Rabasi? You're 11 months too early for taking away the avod of Ibacharos, and it says Befresha did need Hefshet Minitor. Well, the part about the Bukharot is actually a machloket Tanoim, so that it's not a problem. He was going to the other Tana. Where do we see such a braita? The Tanya. It says, as they were preparing for Kabbalat HaTorah, V'gam ha-Kohanim ha-Rigashim el Adonai yitkadashu, pen yifrotz behem Adonai. Remember? So Moshe has to make sure that the Kohanim, that didn't exist at that time, the Kohanim should be separated from the Har and don't get too close, because they may get busted. Okay, who were these putative Kohanim? So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, oh, these were the Bechorot, who were serving the function of Kohanim. So we call them Kohanim. So in other words, what it's saying is, even those who are used to getting closer to God and bring Korbanot should be careful not to get too close to Har Sinai. Fine. Okay. But Rabbi Omer, Zu Prishut Nadav Aviyu. But no, actually, the Bechorot were never called Kohanim. They were just called Bechorot, Na'arei B'nei Yisrael. This can't be a reference to the Bechorot. This must be indeed Nadav Aviyu, who were made Kohanim at that point. So they became the ones that would go up and do the Korbanos. And they were told, nonetheless, they should stay away from getting too close to Har Sinai. And that, of course, is exactly why they got busted later, because they didn't stay away from Har Sinai the way they should have. And therefore, as the Kohanim, Moshe tells Aaron, well, I knew they were going to get busted, because that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally said, Pen Yifrotzbam. So, he was. That would explain why Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards says, Hu Asher Diber Hashem. Where was he Diber Hashem? At Har Sinai. He said, be careful, Nadav Aviyu, hello. Be careful, pen yifrotzbam. Okay? So therefore, says the Gemara, well, that's very interesting, because indeed, bishlam lemandi yomar, zu prishut Nadav Aviyu. According to Rebbe, this is basically a warning to Nadav Aviyu as to what's going to happen to them, what actually does happen to them. So haynu dechtiv, that would explain why Moshe tells Aaron, hu asher diber Hashem lemor bikrovai akadesh. That's exactly what their warning was before. But if this is a reference to the Bechorot and not to Nadav Aviyu, what was Moshe Rabbeinu referring to when he told Aaron, well, don't say they weren't warned? Where did we ever talk about Nadav Aviyu before? So if you're telling me that the reference on Har Sinai is indeed to Prishat HaBechorot, so Echa Remiza, where does it say anything about Nadav Aviyu? Oh, no, no, no. According to that approach, it's a completely different reference. It says in Tetzaveh, when it's talking about making, give me the switch to turn this off, when it's talking about making the Kedusha of the Mishkan, so it says, V'no Adati Shama, it says, Beferish, V'no Adati Shama L'Vnei Yisrael, when you complete this Mishkan, my Shkina will come down, and v'nigdash b'chvodi, I will become sanctified in my honor, which is a reference to al tikri b'chvodi. Don't read that in my honor, but rather b'mechubadai, in those who I have honored by being close to me. So in other words, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe all the way back before they built the Mishkan, and he didn't understand exactly what it meant. V'lo yad'o, Rashi Tosfos points out that it's not that he didn't understand what it meant, because we find in the Medrash that he said to Aaron, I thought it was going to be me or you. That means we didn't know precisely what it meant. So v'lo yad'o, ad shemetu b'nei Aaron, until he saw that Nadav Aviyu indeed were killed on the day of the coming down of the Shekhinah. Kevan shemetu b'nei Aaron, amar lo, Aaron achi. Therefore he turns to Aaron and he says, you should know, lo metu b'necha, Ela la'akdish kvodosh ha'makom aleihem. The only reason that your children died was so that the makom, which is a din in makom itself, should become sanctified through them. The gears we have is not a correct gears. Kivan shiyada Aaron shebanav yudu'ei makom hen. So when Aaron saw that the whole point over here is that his children were the ones that, and only the ones, and in fact, according to this whole approach, it was Nadavaviyu that were originally, not Aaron and Moshe, but Nadavaviyu that were originally appointed to do the Aveda, and therefore now all added up to him, that they were the ones that were most Mechubadai, as Moshe says to Aaron, Akshav ani roeh shehem gedolim mimeni u'mimcha, they're greater than both of us. They are the Mechubadai. Shatak. Because of that, he was, indeed, was makabel everything b'shtika muchleta, v'kibel sechar, shema v'yidom Aaron. And he was makabel sechar on that, as it says, v'yidom Aaron and his sechar, according to Medrash, his sechar was the fact that the dibur was mityachet to Aaron, where it says the mitzvah of Isser Knisa as someone who drank wine. So Yain v'shechar al tesh to set to Aaron. Although it does point out it's really set to Aaron, but it's set to Moshe to say to Aaron. But since his name is mentioned, so and it doesn't say Livnei Yisrael, so that's a miyuchad of the dibur to Aaron. In any event, I mean, the way we always understood it is that it's Nogea, also he's coming into the Kuna, the Vayidon Aaron. It's part of what his schar is. But in any event, we find the same lashon by David. V'chein David who omer dom la Hashem v'hitcholelo. Stay silent to Hashem and turn yourself into victim. In other words, afa pishu mapilacha chalalim chalalim atshtok. He may be tearing you to pieces and murdering your family, and just be quiet. V'chein b'shlomo omer eit lachashot v'eit l'daver. Sometimes you're meant to be quiet. Pa'amim sheshotek u'mekabel sechar l'ashtika. Pa'amim shemedaber u'mekabel sechar al hadibur. Sometimes the right thing to do is to speak up, but sometimes the right thing to do is to be quiet. V'ayinu omer p'kibarav omer b'yochanan. Mai dichtiv nora Elohim mimikdashecha. Your awe is emanates from your migdash. That means indeed mimikudashecha. Same diet that we had b'mechubadai instead of b'chvodi. So too b'mikudashai as opposed to migdashi. And that is b'sha'ah she'oseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu din b'kdoshav mityarei u'mit'aleh u'mit'alel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that those that are closest to him, and that is sevivav nis'ara me'od, that the closer one gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only the good die young, and that it's like a entering into the storm. So the more that din shows, the greater is the terror of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the godless of the perfection that is demanded of humanity, and the halal for the opportunities that are given us. Okay, so this is a machlokas. So we see it as a machlokas, enochinam is a machlokas here. Rebbe's shita is that enochinam was given over to Nadavaviyu. So, and that's what Rav Asi was going according to. And it's the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, who argues, and that's the sheet of our Mishnah, that the Avoda was b'chorot until the actual day of the Hakamat HaMishkan.
Source of Bavos were...
Sorry?
Source of
Bavos? No. Separate. No. We're only talking about these two issues, whether Avoda is b'chorot, and whether the Oila needed Hefshet V'Nitua. So, so far we've explained why it's not a contradiction about our Mishnah saying the Avodah was Bechorot until the Hakama, and Rabbi Asi saying that day was the end of the Avodat HaBechorot. But what about the other question, asks the Gemara? How about the question that you asked about whether the Oila Sheikrivu B'Midbar El Akasha Ola? Oh, you should know that that's also a machloket Tanaim, and it's a very famous machloket Tanaim about how to understand the entire development of Torah and its relationship to Har Sinai and to the Ohel Moed. We know that from this point on, this is this week's parasha begins, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe mi Ohel Moed. All those things that were said in the Ohel Moed, were they reviews or were they news? That's the question. This is a machlokes, the Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Klalot Nemru B'Sinai. The general idea of the mitzvah were given over on Har Sinai, but the detailed halachot were given over in the Ohel Moed. Where do we learn out Hefshet V'Nituach? and the Olamoit. So this is all part of the Torah Ta'olah. But on Har Sinai, we didn't know yet the Prate Dinim, and therefore the Ola Shikrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, meaning before the Olamoit, did not require Hefshet Nituach. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says both the Klalot and the Pratot were Nemru B'Sinai, then of course we knew the Dinim of Hefshet V'Nituach. They were Chal immediately on Har Sinai. And they were Nishnu B'Olamoit, the Din that we learn out, Vaidabra Hashem O Moshe, all of those things are reviews, and they were Nishtalshu, then in Arvot Moab, in the last 36 days of Moshe's life, where he writes Mishneh Torah, that is not really a review. It's a third time. So it isn't even right to call it Deuteronomy. It's Trotteronomy. No. This is the third time. Anything that you hear there, you're hearing for the third time. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it was already heard on Har Sinai once. Second time was in the Olamoit. And in Devarim, it's the third time. Lema Misayeh Aleiter of Chilkiah. Yocho Shani Motzi. Af Olat Mechutzes Ma Bebalim and Oshem Nazir and Oshem Etzera. Talmud Lomar. Shor Mikomakom, Kesa Mikomakom, Eiz Mikomakom. Note that Chatat is conspicuously Shaira, the Mayaskina. Ilay Mebizmano, what's the difference between the Yoshim and the Chatas? Sorry, besides which, why would we need a special Lima? Ella must be talking about Shalom Bizmano. Okay, so then if we're talking about Lishmo, why would you be Chayav on the Yoshim? Ella Lav Shalom Lishmo, and therefore it's exactly what Rav Chilkiah said all along. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Li Olam, it could be talking about Bizmano, and indeed you're right, it's Shalom Lishmo, but it's going a little bit of Rabbi Elazar, the Omar Makshina Nasham Lechatat, and by talking about the Hashem, I've basically told you who Adin Yikar, which is the Chatat. Toshma, Yoko Shani Marbe Olam Mechusar Zman Begufa, and a Chatas, which is Mechusar Zman Ben Begufa, Ben Bebalim, Talmud Omar Petach HaOmoed, these are not Royal of Petach HaOmoed. And therefore, in Chayavin Aliyah. But notice that the Asham is conspicuously missing, which B'mayaskinan. If it's talking about Lishmo, the Asham is just as potter as the Chatas is. So the Asham Nami Liftre. Therefore, it's gotta be that the Asham is Chayav because it's Shalom Lishmo, and as Rav Chilkiah explained, Shalom Lishmo L'Shem Ela, it's Chayav B'chutz. No, not necessarily. Maybe, indeed, it's just the reason that it has this halachas because it's going out libet Rabbi Eliezer. That is makish asher lechatas, and therefore it's not really different. It's the same, and it's pasul. Tana ikar v'kosh gen tafel. So lechatas includes the asham. Tashma the chiyata of dimi omar tana dever Rabbi Levoi bar Levoi. It should say yochosh ani motzi af from the din of chiyav on alas chutz. Af olat mechusar zman bebali, and an asham nazir v'asham etzera minayin that it should be included. Now they did bring some minayin. I just don't remember what it was. Nazir v'latamid el chiyuv v'lo yadana mayi my talmudei. So Ravina says, why don't you know? It's shor mikom makom, keser mikom makom, eiz mikom makom. Anyway, what the heck are you asking? I'm Irumia. We already dealt with this just 5 minutes ago. Kireg Amrit. Amram Nachur by Yitzchak. No, the point of here is that Rav Dimi had a Kabbalah about this because he was Rami the Tana, the Bar Livoi, Adetani Levi. Where over there it says, Oshem Nazir, Oshem Etzera, Sheshachatan, Shalolishman Kishirim, Velolu Labalim Shem Chova. And if a Shachatan, Mechusar's man, the Bali, Oshoyo Ben Eshteshanim Shachatan, Poso, and therefore your Potter Bachutz, Umeshane Rivdimi, the Lokasha, Kan Lishmo, Kan Shalo Lishmo, and obviously the question would never have been asked unless there was a Kabbalah that there really is a contradiction, which means that the first one had to have been talking about where was Mechusar Zman, not like we answered that was Bizmano. Ravashi Rami Matnitin Abraita, Umeshane, in the Mishnah it says that your Potter, the Braita says that your Chayev, and he explained, Kamishmo, Kamishna, Shalodishmo. Anyway, I mean, so is it the fact that it's a contradiction in Braita to Yufta to Ravuna? Amalaka Ravuna? No. Because it's not the difference between Lishmo and Shalodishmo. It's a difference between an asham which was an asham and the asham which had been set aside for achrayut and an asham, which really is an ayla, and therefore not shalishma. Achmei eskinu gonchi frishte ashamot la achrayut. In which case, chad minayel is always meant as an ayla, and that is exactly as Ravuna Amarav always says. Ravuna Amarav, asham shenitek l'reiya. If you went ahead and shechted it at this point without saying that it's for an ayla, it would automatically be an ayla, and it would be kosher l'ayla. Next thing in the Mishnah was a malami b'sar achatas, or all of the other things that you would eat, but, and you bring it as a korban, you're potter. Tana rabbanan minay lemalami b'sar achatat mibsar hasham mibsar kochi kochi mini kibsei atzeret mibsar kochi kalim umimotar haomer shtei alechem lechem aponim shiurim anachot. All of these things are edible, and if you bring them on the mizbeach b'chutz, you would be potter. Talmud lomar ola ma ola shi ruuya la ala'a avko ruuya la ala'a. Minayin, that even though that you're chayav on shchita and zrika and halah, that if you do yitzika, belila, petita, belicha, manifa, hagasha, or you're mesada the shulchan meitivat anirot, or you do the kmitzah, or you do kabbalat adam b'chutz, that on all of the above you would be potter. Tamid lomar shiya ale olav zavach ma'alah, which is the gemar avodah, afkoshi gemar avodah. Now, strangely enough, Rav Hana Bar of Katina was sitting in front of Rav Chista, and he said, with that day. So he was going to ask him from the Mishnah that says that it was another 11 months until the Rav Pasku, and then he heard yet another outrage. And Shami the Karma Peshmed Rav Barava that Oyla Shikruv Yisrael Ben Midbar. So he figured, Otve bright to the Shavi Bakulo, in one fell sweep, I'll break it all down. Tatanya. Achlo kama mishkan, habamot, ayohabamot mutarot, avadabibachorot, boop boop. And, okay, furthermore, hakok, shirim lak, of any type of animal, you could bring a behema chaya, of zelcha, the keva, tmamim, baumumin, as long as they're tahor, mavot me. And, all of them would be brought as korban oila. And furthermore, the oila shikruv yisrael b'midbar was already 2.5 shekinim tov. Beep, that's your second question. And v'noch rizman hazem rishayim lasotkin. Anyway, so how do you get away with saying the opposite of both points in the braita? Well, it's actually tanoi, the tanya. V'gama kohanim adigashem el Hashem yitkadashu. Who are the kohanim? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, these are the bechorot. And they're called Kohanim because the Avoda was Bebechorot, and they're being warned not to get too close to Har Sinai. Rabbi Omer, no, this is the Prisha of Nadav Aviyu. So Bishlam and the Mandir Mizu Prisha of Nadav Aviyu, Anatachtiv, when they were actually killed at the Zman of Hakamas HaMishkan, Moshe says, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Limor Bekrovaya Kadesh, which means basically saying, well, they were warned back on Kabbalat HaTorah, Pen Yifrotz Pe'em Hashem. Elaman Yomer Zu Prishut Bechorot. They weren't even talking about Nadav Aviyu. How could Moshe have said, well, we already knew about this. Where did we know about it? Ah, back in Tetzaveh, where it says, that was understood as having a second meaning that was jangling in Moshe's ears, which was, Al tikri b'chvodi ala b'mechubadai. Dover zeh amar kadosh baruch hu l'Moshe, and he did not know precisely what it implied. Ad shemetu b'nei Aaron. Kivan shemetu b'nei Aaron amar lo, oh my God, Aaron achi, now I understand. Lo metu b'necha, ela kedei le'itkadesh kvado shel makom aleihem. And that was based on that pasuk. Kivan shiyada Aaron shebanav yidu'ei makomen, shatak v'kibel sechar. Shema v'yidom Aaron, v'chim b'David omer, dom la'ashem v'yitcholelo, This is very suitable for the tonight's yahrzeit. Ella, Kasha, Ola, was it in requiring Efshet V'Nituach or not? Treit Anoyi, the Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Klolot Nem Rabbi Sinai, Pratot Bo Amoed, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Klolot Pratot Nem Rabbi Sinai, V'Nishnu Bo Amoed, V'Nishtashu Be'arvot Mo'av.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
We're holding a daf for a few dollar number days. Yesterday we said that even though we're talking about Mechusar Zman, the violence, which is a reference to the Asham of a Metzera, let's say, wasn't ready yet to bring his carbon. And we said that a Mechusar Zman, you're not Chayav Bechutz, you're not focused with it. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's a separate Isra'lav. Certainly it's not Chayav Bechutz Karas. Reb Chilki had a very big Kiddush yesterday. Reb Chilki's Kiddush was that if you brought the Asham Shalolishma, then it would be, in fact, Chayav Karas. Because since Shelo Lishmo, it could have been brought Bifnim, because an Asham Shelo Lishmo is kosher, and at that point, it wasn't coming for the purpose of the Asham, it would have been essentially Menutek L'Re'iyah. It would have been an Eila. It would be the same as being Menutek L'Re'iyah. Because you shechted it, the dafkas be oikah the shem ashim. We're just saying I'm not bringing this as an ashim. I'm bringing it as an oila. Since it's kosher, shaloi l'shma as an oila bifnim, dimamela you will be chayav b'chutz. That's not to say that you'll automatically become chayav b'chutz because it theoretically could have been an oila bifnim because it requires akira and only in your machshava with the shechita l'shem oila you're being oikah. But nonetheless, a tremendous kiddush that Rav Kilki has said. But what this comes out, I mean, what it's saying is something very strange, that if you had done something lishmo, it wouldn't have been kosher, because then it would have been a mechusar zman. But if you do it shalom lishmo, then it is kosher, because then it becomes an ayalah. Is that a little strange? And that's the problem the Gemara has today. Maskid lo ravuna, I don't get this. V'chiyesh v'davar she'eino kosher lishmo, but it is kosher shalom lishmo. I mean, I know that's the way you live nowadays in this country, but generally speaking, if you do it right, it's no good. If you do it wrong, it's for sure no good. As we say, two wrongs don't make a right. Or if you were saying two wrongs make a right, how is that? Says the Gemara, why not? Understand, this is a common occurrence, actually. The low, what's bothering you? What about a Pesach? If I bring a Pesach, and I shecht it b'shar yimot ha'shanah. And I shecht it as a Pesach. Is it kosher? Of course not. It's not as Pesach shalom l'shmo. It's possible. But suppose I shecht that Pesach shalom l'shmo, namely I shecht it b'shem shlamim, then it's kosher. So there you go. A perfect halacha that everybody knows. And it's not with Kilki as Kiddush. So Pesach b'shar yimot ha'shanah deino kasher l'shmo, but it's only kosher shalom l'shmo. That's not a kasher. Pesach b'shar yimot ha'shanah becomes a shlomi. That's not shalom lishmo if I shecht it as a shlomi. That's what it's meant for. Let me decide the alley. All right, but let's see whether we could bring a raya to Rav Chilki that and his yisod that an osham, even though it would be not kosher lishmo because it would be b'chusar zman in the violin, is kosher shalom lishmo. Let's say as an oila because as an oila, of course, there's no particular zman associated with it. It says in the Brisa like this: Yocho shani motzi af olam mechusar zman bebalim. You might think that I should exclude from the pasuk el petach morah ohel moed, meaning that an oila that's mechusar zman bebalim. What's an oila? Yoled. So let's say this. Suppose I also bring an oila. Now, obviously, if they bring this oila, so fine, it won't be for the chayva of the yoledes or the mitzera. I mean, it's certainly kosher ola. There's nothing about an asham. An asham's a problem. An asham, you can't bring just decide to bring it. But an ola would be kosher. But nonetheless, I might think that bringing an ola as an ola to yoledes, before she's, you had to bring in the ola, or bringing an Eilas and Eilas Mitzvah before he's ready to bring it. So you might think that such a thing is not Roy Bifnim, and that therefore I don't read Al Tetach Ol Noe about it. Someone who printed the Rashi over here was obviously Ashkenazi, because he printed Al Tetach Ol Noe with a Sama. But anyway. But anyway, we prove from the Pasuk that a Mekutzes Man B'Bayalim is not wrong, or I might think if I check for the Asher Nazir, the Asher Metzera, that it's not Chayav Bechutz because it's Bechutzah. Talmud Lomar, Shor, Mikonokom, Kesef, Mikonokom, Eiz, Mikonokom. So remember we have it, but for no reason. It says, Asher Yishchat B'machaneh, or Asher Yishchat Mechutz L'machaneh. And that's enough. I mean, what else is he shechting if not a carbo? I have to say Shor, or Kesef, or Eiz, or Machaneh. Each one comes to tell me now, another reboot. Even an Eilat, that's because his mom's a violin. Even an Asham Nazir. I mean, why the heck not an Asham Nazir? It's not saying what was wrong with this Asham Nazir. Obviously, something's wrong. I mean, it's not telling us whether it's because his mom. I mean, what? We don't know yet. How about an Asham Nazir? Also, three ribui. Now, you'll notice that the Tana has very studiously left out the Chatas. Why doesn't it say, y'all call that I can't, I will not be hired if I bring a chatas before? What are the cases that would uniquely identify the Asham Nasir, the Asham Mitzera, that wouldn't apply to a chatas? I'll tell you, it sounds like this. Look, let's try to figure out what the case is. B'maya Tzkina. Elena Bizmano, what are we saying? That I might think that for some reason I would be puzzled if I'm bringing a carbon at the correct time, such as an Asham or an Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzera. So understand, I mean, what's the difference between an Asham and a Chatas? I mean, of course I'm Chayav on that. Besides, I mean, what do I need a Ribui for? But I mean, my area Asham, I feel Chatas and Ami. Clearly, that's a typical, I mean, that's the case of Asher Yishrat, Rechutz L'Machaneh, right? I don't need a Ribui for that. In Allah, it's got to be talking about over here, Shalom Bizmano. We must have shechted this Asham Nazir and Asham Metzera too early. Now, how did I shecht it? With what kavona? Did I shecht this Asham to be an Asham Nazir and Asham Metzera that was premature and is Bechutzes Man B'Bayalim? That's in the Mishnah said that you're Potter in such a case, right? That was the case in the Mishnah, Bechutzes Man, the Brice explained Bechutzes Man. Bein Begufo, Bein Bebayim. So it can't be telling me in the Brice that you're hired, the din is that you're Potter. Ella? Ella Lav, it's got to be talking about Shalom Ishma. Now, I must have been bringing this Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzera, that was Shaloi L'Shem Asham, and therefore, exactly as Rav Silkia said, ha! Since it was Shaloi L'Shma, and if I had brought it to Shaloi L'Shma, meaning as an Eila B'Pnim, it would have been kosher. Therefore, if I shechted for Chutz as an Eila, I'm Chayav for Shechitas Chutz. Whereas had I brought it as its kosher carbon, it would have been possible, and therefore I would have been possible for Chutz. And you see that it's nothing, there's nothing so paradoxical about something which, if it was done correctly, is not kosher, but done incorrectly is kosher. Says, now, of course, this was rather upsetting to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was attacking Rav Koki on the nonsense of saying such a thing. Here, in fact, the Bryce seems to be saying exactly what he's saying. Says Rav Huna, no, that's not the case. The case over here is that Le'olam Bizmano. It's talking about that it is Bizmano, not Shalom Bizmano like you said. And the point over here is that it was being done Shalom Lishmo. And the problem is that Shalom Lishmo finishes that according to Reb Eliezer, remember that Reb Eliezer in the opening mission of this Masechta said that an Asham is similar to a Chatas, and it's possible if it's brought Shalom L'Shmo, Bifnim, correct? The thing over here is that here we have the opposite of Rav Kosha. Had this carbon been brought it's Bismano, remember. So had it been brought Lishmo, it would have been kosher Bifnim. Now I'm bringing it Shalol Lishmo, Bahut. But is this carbon royal of old Pesach HaMoed? Yes, it is. So despite the fact that I ruined it, had I been Bifnim, I would have ruined it. I mean, that's the same as the Shechita Kutz. I would have ruined it. Comes along to Pesach HaMoed. But you might think that we should take the exact circumstances and say, suppose you did specifically this inside. If it's not royal of Pesach HaMoed as is, namely as a oila, which is what you were doing. So you might think this is not roi inside it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, an ashram is not roi inside as an oila, right? That's a shalol lishmo, becomes false, it's like a chakras. So you might think if you did it outside in that way, it would be also potter, kamash v'lam, since this carbon, until the very last instant that you do the shlita, which is the activist anyway, the outside, since it's always roi to be brought right now as an ashram inside, and you're fine, everyone's doing it outside. Right? Because you do it as an Eila. Because essentially you're being Eika, the Shem Hashem from it, as it is, isn't it? The beautiful. And what does that have to do? And of course, it works out very nicely. So why doesn't it say Chatas? I'll tell you why it doesn't say Chatas. Because, I mean, the beauty of the Chiddush, you see, is that it's going to go to Eliezer. So what we're trying to say is, an Hashem, even an Hashem, even in us, since we hold like Rebbe Eliezer, you might think would be possible. See, the Torah has to speak. I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. That an Ashram that would have been possible, but would have been brought to Fifnim in this fashion, Shalei Lishmai, since it could have been brought just as easily to Fifnim Lishmai, it's Chayav Bachutz. Even though it's Shalei Lishmai. The same thing is Rebbe Chatas, of course. But I mean, come on, you got to hand it to me. That I'm really stalking you by showing that it's working back like Rebbe Eliezer, you know? I mean, it's true about a chatas too, but why talk about a chatas? That's obvious. Let's do something exciting and talk about even an ashram, which I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer, becomes a problem. Shmuel, this is for you. I don't know what it's about. I think that's for you. Fine. Tashma, okay. I give up. Time on top of Levi Niker. Okay. So it says, Ashram, the same thing would be true about the Iker, although, of course, it's the Chatas. All right, so bring another riot to Rapsilki against Ravuna. How about this? Francis says, Yo ho shani barbe, ola mechuser zman. I did that. No, I didn't. Yo ho shani barbe, ola mechuser zman, begufa, vekatat, bein begufa, bein bebalim. Talmud Omar Vel Petach Ohel Moed Kosha Eino Roi Lovo Ve Petach Ohel Moed Ein Chayavim Aleichem. So what does this say? You might think that I should be Marban Eila that is not Roi to being because it's too young. Let's say it's not Shivas Yomim Tachasim, right? Or you might think that I would be Chayav Bachus and Achatas that was also not Roi to bring because it wasn't yet the 80th day and the 40th day for the Yoyledes, for instance. Therefore, and I would be chayiv nonetheless. Therefore, it's a petach olmoy, something that's roi lavo petach olmoy. This is not roi lavo petach olmoy, therefore, I'm chayiv emaleim. Fine, very nice, so far so good. The only problem is, there's something very strange about this, isn't it? Something is missing. What's missing? Ashram. Why does it discuss ashram? Why does it jump to discuss chatas? Huh. Now, let's try to figure that out. The Mayaskina, Irlein Lishmo, what is it talking about? That someone would shecht an Asham Lishmo, Bachutz, for a Mitzvah before he's on the day that he's able to bring his Asham, right? The day before. He's not Chayav in his Asham until tomorrow. And what's it saying? Now you might think that I should be Mar, but I'm not, but comes along the Asham, and I wouldn't think that, right? Why wouldn't I think that? As a matter of fact, it's exactly the same as the Chatas. What's the Rav of the Ashram of the Chatas? It's the Bechus Zman, the Bechus Zman. Either we are being made to Bechus Zman or we're not being made to Bechus Zman. So what are we talking about, a Chatas instead of an Ashram? El Olav. So obviously, the case has got to be over here that I shechted it Shalom Ishmael. And therefore, by the Ashram, indeed, I would be Chayev. with the katas, I would not be chayav because the katas shelo lishmo would have been pasul bifnim. But the beauty of the difference between the katas and the yashim is specifically this. That the Asham Bifnim has a Reb Chilkiya option. The Reb Chilkiya option being that if I shacked it Bifnim, it, as an Ela, it could have been kosher. And that possibility allows me to be chayav Koreth Bechutz if I shacked it as an Ela. Whereas I can't say that about a Katas, that Yochel, if I shacked the Katas outside the Shema Ela would be kosher because I couldn't, and therefore I would be chayav Bechutz because I could have brought it Bifnim. How can I say that? Okay, so Mamela, that explains it, but of course, it has to be based on Reb Chilkiya's din, that an Asham that I bring Bifnim as an Ayla is actually kosher, correct? And therefore, if I do it Bakur, it's kosher. So Shechting something Shalom Lishmo is better than Shechting it Lishmo. Well, what's the problem? So Ravuna seems to be up the creek, because it is Brisa. So says Ravuna again, look, no, I'm not up the creek. I could say, Liolam Shalom Lishmo, indeed it is talking about a Keshalom Lishmo, and the reason that it mentions a Katas and not an Asham is not because Asham would have been otherwise, it's because Asham would have been the same. Because it's going according to Rebbe Eliezer holds that an Asham is the Katas for all intents and purposes and all of its halachas. And therefore, why mention it separately? Say a Katas. And that it contains Asham within it. I mean, what possible difference could there be the truth? So, Liyarlam, it's talking about Shalom Lishmo. What's going on with Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer is Makish Asham HaKatas. And Kurt, and Tony Iker. So it said the din about the Katas itself. But the Koshkin Latafel. Koshkin is a little bit strange because the fact is bigger than Finnish. But okay. Toshma. Well, let's see if we can bring a riot to Rebbe Chilkiya's distinction from here. The Chiyaser of Dimi, Rav Dimi comes now from Rav Stroll and he says, you know, I heard this brisa by Bailey Roy. It said, went like this, Yo, Choshani Mosa'af Olam Chusiz Man Bebalim. Or, Asham Nazir, the Asham Metzeron. Yeah, I might have thought that I would be Maitzi, the case of Asham and the case of the Eilah. And what happened is that when he came back, he said, now, I don't remember the end of the Brisa at times, but I remember that they brought a Pasuk. I just can't remember what the Pasuk was. But they went and brought a Pasuk to show that, no, you would be Chayav V'lo Yadana Maya. I can't remember what the Pasuk was. On my Ravina, I'll tell you what the Pasuk was. Because if you take a look at that earlier Brisa, it basically says the same thing, right? What was the Pasuk? Shor Kesev Oez. What do I have to mention? Shark as a way. You could have just said, Ish Asher Yishchat, Ish Asher Yishchat Tamachaneh. Or Asher Yishchat Bechutz Tamachaneh. You have to say, Shark as a vase.
Is it still on?
It's still on, alright. It's preserved for posterity. Oh, yes. People will be saying 100 years from now, who was that Richard? How much could he tolerate? What didn't frighten him? He stood there face down the wild animals.
Describe us in the MP3.
So I'll tell you what the pasuk was, says Ravina. Shor mikomakom, kesef mikomakom, eiz mikomakom. Yeah, no, okay, fine. No, very, very sweet. Nice story. Well, what's the problem? Hi, my Rumi. I don't understand. You're supposed to be a question. All you did was repeat the original Bryce. I already answered this question. It's the same as the Bryce that we had before, word for word, except that he forgot what it was supposed to say. I mean, but now that we remember what it was supposed to say, can I know exactly what you found problematic about this Bryce? I answered it already. I said, it's going according to Rebbe Eliezer, right? That's how I answered it. I said that there's a difference between the Asham and the Katas, and therefore the case over here was on the contrary, says Ravuna. It was talking about Bismano, and it was talking about Shalom Lishmo, and it was saying that Abba Pekin, since according to Rebbe Eliezer, an Asham is Pato Shalom Lishmo, therefore, on the contrary, why bother saying Katas if I say the Asham? That's how I explained it to you. Now you're coming back and you're asking the same thing again? Well, you're trying to fool me because he didn't know what the words were supposed to be, so now I'm supposed to get overwhelmed. Oh, I'm shaking my boots. This is definitely a Pulta Rechilkia. Ha ha ha. Oh, you cold-hearted people. So, hi, my room. You answered a gondola. I already explained this one. What's the question? I'm going to knock it. Oh, now, wait a minute. I'll tell you what the problem is over here. It's Mishum. It's because, you see, we asked on this bridal. This is a famous story over here. The Tana Devei Rabbi Levoi was a direct steer at the Levi's own brisa, which is a little bit strange. I mean, here's Levi's yeshiva and so on, right? Levi himself quoted a brisa, which seemed to say the exact opposite of the brisa that's being quoted by Devei Levoi. And what Levi said was that an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzera Sheshachatam Shalolishman the Ksherim. So if you shech this Asham Nazir Shalol Lishmo, then it's not going to be Yotzei the Chov of the Bialim, obviously, but it's kosher as an Eila. Okay? Now, Shachtan Mekutzer Zman Babalim, O Shehayu B'nei Shteshanim V'Shachtan, so if, however, you shechted it as an Asham, and then it was Mechusar's man, because the Mitzera was not yet ready to bring his Asham, or the Oletus hadn't, or the Nazir hadn't arrived at the time which he could bring his Asham Nazir.
What was then for?
What?
And then it was Mechusar's man?
I don't know.
I didn't understand what
you meant
by that.
Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I don't remember what I said. So in that case, if you shepherd with them, they would be possible. Now, we seem to be contradicting ourselves over here, because look, the way that we explained the brises, the two brises, and why does it say here it says that they're puzzle, and there it says they're chayev, right? If you're going to say they're chayev in the case of shelo lishmo, and yet on the other hand you're going to say if you shecht it lishmo that it would be puzzle, which would mean that if you shechted it b'chut, lishmo, it would be potter, because it would have been posel, bifnim, and that means that b'chut zman essentially would have been posel. The problem is that in the fact that everybody saw this as a kash, they said there's a contradiction here between the brisa of the Tani Devei Levoi on what it was that Levi said. Now that means, I mean, the way you were learning, there is no kasha. You were claiming that the case of the brisa of the Bar Levoi, you said kidikamer. That's the way I always explained it. How did you explain it? You said that it's talking about bizmano. You were saying the issue is that it was being done bizmano, but it was being done shelo lishmo, and the kiddush was that it was going according to Rebbe Eliezer, and according to Rebbe Eliezer, an asham shelo lishmo is possible, but since it's bizmano, it could have been kosher this name for the correct purpose, which is the exact opposite of the case that Rav Hilkiah was saying, right? That's how you explained it. But if you're right, then everybody who said, oh, there's a contradiction over here in the Bradley voice and the Tony Devei Levi, they're all insane. Because what possible contradiction is there? What does it say over here? It says, if you check that it, Mechutzer Zman is possible. That's all it says. Is that a problem? The other price of Levi, according to you, was talking about that it was Bizman, it was being shecht to Shelo Lishmo. So everybody's out of their minds. Now clearly they knew that what the price was referring to by the Bar Levoi was the case the way we understood it as naive readers. These were people in the Beit HaMidrash. They knew what the price was talking about. And they said that there's a contradiction in these prices. Now if there's a contradiction in these prices, obviously it was not talking about Bizman. Because then one brisa is Bizmano, one brisa is Shelo Bizmano. What contradiction is there? Must have been that they understood that the brisa was, in fact, Shelo Bizmano. And they were bothered. If Shelo Bizmano is possible in the second brisa, then why is there a chiyuv that we learn out from Sherlock Hesavoe's? Why is there a chiyuv if I shefted outside of the Beit HaMikdash? I would have been possible of Obifnim. And the only answer, my friends, is blowing in the wind. It is the answer that we've been saying all along. Namely, that if you shechted at Shelo Lishmo Bachutz, which is what Rav Hilkiah was saying, if you shechted at Shelo Lishmo Bachutz, then since Bifnim it would have been kosher, you're chayav b'chutz. Whereas had you shechted it l'shema b'chutz, indeed it would have been pasul b'fnim, and in those circumstances it would have been pater b'chutz. And that explains the contradiction of the two brises, which unfortunately for you, Raguna, happens to be just like what your arch enemy said, Reb Chilkiya. Now you see that everybody took Reb Chilkiya for granted in understanding the brise of the barley wine. Umeshani Reb Dini, and guess what Reb Dini said the answer was? You don't want to hear this, Raguna, but guess what he said. He said, look, Kasha, kam l'shmo, kam shelo l'shmo. Just like Reb Chilkiya said. So are we satisfied now? Well, Bimo is when it's quiet. Now, Rav Ashi also went through this sugya. He felt that the Braisa was a contradiction to the Mishnah. Because, I mean, after all, the Mishnah says that it's going to be potter because it's B'chus Uzman the Bailam. That's what it said. And that first Braisa said, no, we can learn out from Shar, O'Kestav, O'Ev, B'machaneh, that you're quiet if you shech the B'chus. Gee! What does the Mishnah do with that? How does the Braisa ignore the Mishnah? What's going on? And he also answered, just like Reb Chilkiya. How do you like that? Kan l'shmo, v'kan shelo l'shmo. So getting back to Ravuna, I mean, Ravuna is a little bit in trouble over here. I mean, he should be up the creek without a paddle. I mean, you're there. So is this a tiyuf to Ravuna? Is he finally giving in? Is he throwing in the towel? Amalekha Ravuna, never. Till the bitter end. I'll say what the case is. Okay, fine. Even if it's talking about, you're right, okay? You're right. There is a case where Emachus is Manus Chayev. Yes. There is a case where it's Chayev because it's Shelo Lishmo. Yes. But not your idiotic case. Where if the same carbon would have been brought to Fneem, it would have been possible, and now if it's brought to Chutz, it would have been. That's ridiculous. I'll tell you what the case is. Boy, this is brilliant. The case is that a man set aside two animals for his carbon asha. Being very medactic, he was afraid something might happen to one of the animals. What happens when you set aside two animals for an asha? As soon as you bring one of them for the asha, the other one becomes an ayla. That was the case of the measures. It's nitik l'riya. And that's the act, basically. It's menatik. Well, my friends, if you took one of your two ashamas, shefted it b'chutz, what is that? What is the shechita b'chutz? Is it of an ayla or of an asham? Well, you just screwed it up as an asham by shefting it b'chutz. So obviously the other one is now your asham. So what is this one? It's an ayla. Well, of course. So then if you shefted the shemayla, you're probably chayav b'chutz. But this animal would not have been roi b'fnim because the other one is your asham. Now that explains the whole thing. You see, Reb Chilkiya, I mean, that jumps to these ridiculous conclusions. That if it had been the same animal, that you would have done this way, it would have been kosher, but if doing it the other way, it would have been kosher, and it's the Shalom Shabbat that's kosher. Ah, come on, man. So therefore, I say, yeah, there is such a case. And yeah, there's a difference between Shalom Shabbat, where the Shalom Shabbat is kosher, but not because the same animal would have been better off Shalom Shabbat. But because in being marked it b'chutz, you instantaneously turned it by your very act into an ayla, because you made the other one the asha. So this one is no longer kosher as an asha. Now tell me that's not brilliant. So here it's talking about the gosha yifishtei ashamot la'achrayut. The chad minayu is actually meant now as an ayla here. As we said, Yom Ravun Amarav, the minute that you make the other one an asham, it becomes an asham shini take l'ri'iya. Now you're going out of your shechting, it stopped. It would be kosher as an ayla. So since it would be kosher as an ayla, if I shecht it as an ayla, but obviously I'm tired. What's wrong with that? Sure, no problem. That has nothing to do with Rukilkia. That's absurd. The next case that we had in the Mishnah discusses the parts of the animal that I would be chayav on, b'chutz. And in fact, the Braisa gives us the limud from the Torah that explains why you're not chayav for bringing up things that don't belong on the Mizbeach. So the Braisa puts it like this. Minayin lamala mibisar chatat. How do we know that somebody would bring up the botzer of a chatat? It doesn't belong on the mizbeach. Or the botzer of the asham, or botzer of kachin kachin, or botzer of kachin kalim, or the mosar of the aimer. I mean, the aimer is not meant to be put on the mizbeach. Or he brings up the shtei alechem. I mean, the shtei alechem is also to put on the mizbeach. Lelechem aponim, that doesn't go on a mizbeach, that's eaten. Shiori menokos, which is, you have to put the komets, not the mincha, not the shirayim. So all of these things, how do I know that if I put them up on the mizbeach b'chutz, that I would be potter? Tamud lomar, lakriv ola ozavach. Why does it say ola? Just like ola is ru'uya l'ha'ala'a, afkol shiru'uya l'ha'ala'a. Now, how about the other next case in the Mishnah? Namely, what actions, not what objects, but what actions are mechayev you? Are mechayev you b'chutz? Minayin she'af hayotzeik v'habolel v'hapotek v'hamoleach v'hameiniv v'hamagish v'hamesaderet hashulchan hametivet hanerot hakovetz hamekabel. Now all of these things are avodas that need to be done with menachas or with the neiros or with the lechem aponim. So I need to break it. Let's go in order. I need to pour the water on it, the oil on it. I need to mix the oil and the flour. I need to break up the parts that are cooked in the matzah tanur. I need to salt the mincha and all of the karbonis. I need to wave the mincha. I need to bring it up to the mizbeach. I need to set up the shulchan with the lechem aponim. I need to set those candles up ready to light. I need to do a kmitza on a mincha. I need to be mekabel dam of every karbon. And I do any of these things outside of the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know that they're potter? Just like the act of ha'ala'a is the final product of a series of things that I'm doing, so too only those things that are the end, the zrikas adam, that's an end, the haktor of the mincha, that's an end, but not to do something, then it's important. Yeah, I need to be mekal adam, absolutely. Yes, I need to be mesad of a shulchan. All these things are very important, but they are not the gemar aveda. Afkol shehi gemar avoda, I'm chayiv if I do it b'chutz. So this explains the next two mishnayos. Actually, then we printed them all up as one big mishnah, but each one obviously is a completely different topic. Akshalo kam hamishkan. What does our mishnah say? Our mishnah says that up until the time that the mishkan was built, the avoda was done by.
There we go.
So up until the time that we made the Mishkan, it was the Bechorot that we're doing the Avodah. Comes along the Mishkan, we now choose the Kohanim. That's what it says in the Mishkan. Now the problem is that here we had a case in which Yosef Rav Chana bar Rav Katina, Rav Chana bar Rav Katina is sitting and learning by Rav Chista, the Kokori, and now it's not focus. Rashi tells us who exactly was doing the year, but Rashi's girsa is that the Yosef Rav Chista, the Kokori, that Rav Chista was reading. Tosfos says that it's Rav Chana that was actually doing the reading. It says over there, by Yishlach et Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael, and we know the famous, this is one of the things they changed in Targum HaShivim, right, to Zatute B'nei Yisrael, the Chashudim of the B'nei Yisrael, it's a reference to the Bechor. And what were they supposed to do? They were supposed to Vayizbechu, Vayalu Olot, Vayizbechu, Zvachim, Shlamim, Lashem, right? As the Gemara explains. On Marle, Hoki on Ravati, Upatsko. Ravati said, and that was it, honey. Meaning, this was the last opportunity that any Zatute B'nai Yisrael had of doing any avoda. Because at Har Sinai, this was at Har Sinai. Once the Torah was given on Har Sinai, from that moment on it was given over to the Kohanim. Now that's strange, because our Mishnah said only when the Mishkan was built, which was a year later. So, how does this work? Sabaru Suvim Masri. Now he was about to say, what about the Mishnah? And then he hears another outrage, before he even gets a chance to ask the question, Shami de Kama Mishmeder Ravada Bar Abba. And then he hears Ravada Bar Abba being quoted as saying, Ola shehi krivu b'nei Yisrael b'amidbar einatu una hebshet v'nitua. The korban that was brought during the midbar, before Knesset Eretz Yisrael, did not have the same dinim as the korban tamid nowadays. And it did not need hebshet v'nitua. So he said, look, I can kill two for the price of one. So why should I ask him from the Mishnah where I'm only going to kill the first one? Let me find a brisa that addresses both issues and I'll shoot them both down. So, Otsay brisa de Shavi Bakula. Let me ask him for a brisa, and the brisa shows that both of these statements are wrong. The time. The brisa is like this. Achilohu kama mishkan, ayuabamot mutarot, the avodah b'bechorot. Okay, that's A. It says over here that the avodah was b'bechorot until the actual hakamat hamishkan, not until Har Sinai, and that's the first problem. The hakol kisherim lahakriv beima chayav ov secharim nekevod tmimim balei mumin teorim avolot tmeim, but all korbanos that were brought as olos, only as olos. But the Ola Shikribu B'nei Yisrael B'amidbar Tu'una Hefshet V'nituach. And it says the Farish. Even though it might be different in terms of not requiring Kohanim, and there's no Nafkamina V'zoch of a Nekeva, and that kind of thing, but certainly the carbon that the Tzibor was bringing, even before the Maimon HaSinai, it required Hefshet V'nituach. That's part of the definition of how to do an Ola. By the way, Nokrim Bismanazer Rashaim Lasokim Bismanazer. Goyim don't have a din of Bamais being Usher. So a Goy can bring a carbon on his rooftop if he likes. And a Jew is supposed to teach it in the office how you bring a carbon. And it would be the same thing. It'd be brought by anybody. And doesn't require all of the, you know, Kiyun and the Napkamina and the Zokh bin Akeva and so on and so forth. That's true still today. Really? Really?
Does birds, I think every day, right? I don't know, very often.
No kidding. Yeah. The Anara that the Tzibor brought, we were talking about before my
Mishnah.
No. So, what are you going to do? What are you guys going to do? I mean, I just showed you your both wrong. Yeah, it says you require after the Torah. It just said that until the Mishkan is built, it requires Becheris. You could use Becheris, not Kohanim. Well, Tanoim here. Well, anyway, at least part of it is a Machlokes Tanoim, because the Tanya, the Gam HaKohanim HaNigashim Al Hashem Yitzkadash. Now, it says at Maimon Har Sinai that the Kohanim that are being makrif to the Lord shall keep themselves separated. Now, who were those people? Who were these Kohanim? So Rabbi Yoshua ben Korachomer, that's referring to the Bechorot. So that means the Bechorot need to be kept. They shouldn't think just because they're so high and mighty that they are essentially the Kohanim. They're called the Kohanim. They too must be careful not to get too close to Har Sinai. Rabbi Omer, Zuk Rishut Nadav V'Avihu. No, this is a reference to Nadav V'Avihu. The Bechorot were not called Kohanim. The Kohanim, in fact, were Davka, the Kohanim B'nei Aharon. And what it's saying is that Nadav V'Avihu cannot get too close up Har Sinai. So we see that there is a Machlokes Tanoim as to whether the Bechorot are called Kohanim on Sinai, or whether the Kohanim are called Kohanim on Sinai. By the way, the Mandi Yomer, I mean, it works out very well. You know, this explains a lot to me, says Nigmar, because Bishulim of the Mandi Yomer, Zuprishas Nadav V'Avihu, Hainu d'ktiv, hu asher dibir Hashem l'mor b'krovai HaKadosh. This explains why Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, aha, well, God always said that I am going to take it out on the people that are closest to me, right? So where did he ever say that? He said, Gam ha-kohanim yitkadoshu, meaning you better be careful. And they were not careful. And they came into the Eichar without permission and brought them. I mean, they were doing like this is our own, you know, we're high and mighty. We do what we want. Well, God had said back on our Sinai that the Kohanim better be careful. And they weren't careful. But if it was not a reference to Nadavavavu, and in fact it was talking to the Bechoros, so what is Moshe referring to when he tells Aaron, well, don't say you didn't know. What did he mean? If you say, Laman Yomazu Prishut Bechoros, Heker Amiza, where was there a remez in advance that Nadavavavu were going to get one swept? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the Mishkan as a place where he will become Kodesh in his Kavod, and the way to understand that is not Bichvodi, but Bichubadai. I will become uplifted by scaring people half to death by their seeing what happens to those that are close to me. And they'll think, oh my God, that's what happens.
That's what he does to his
friend. I'm getting out of the way. But Moshe didn't understand what it was supposed to mean. He took it basically rather naively, but it's harsh before they, you know, but all of a sudden when this happened, oh my God,
that's what he meant.
So at shemetu b'nei Aaron, kivan shemetu b'nei Aaron, amalo Aaron aki, you see, lo metu b'necha l'alakdish shemosh l'akadosh baruch hu. Akadosh baruch hu said that there was going to be something like this happening, and your children were the ones who were on that madrega to be mechubadai. Kivan sheyada Aaron shebanav yidu emachom, when Aaron saw that meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close to his children, because of that, shatak. So he was completely silent. And kibel tzachar, shenemar b'yidom Aaron, and because of that, he was given, especially the ma'amaras that come afterwards, are Hashem spoke to Aaron, leimor. Even though really it was through Moshe, but it's as if the Dibur was miyukat Aaron. V'chein de David, and we see the same thing by David. It says, Dom la Hashem, just keep your mouth shut. V'hitcholelo. Hitcholelo means, get yourself shechted by him. In other words, even though he's destroying you, wiping your family out, achto, you have to learn to be quiet. V'chein b'shlomo, omer, eit lachashot v'etadaber. There's times you're supposed to be quiet, and times you speak. So there's pa'amim sheshotek u'mekabel sachar la'shtika, pa'amim medaber u'mekabel sachar la'dibur. V'haynu di'om Rabbi Yabarav and Rabbi Yochanan, ma'i dektiv nora elokim mimigdashecha. It's the same idea, how to be mimigdashecha, but mimikudashecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome, and when people see what happens to mikudashav, that b'sha'ah sha'oseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu din b'mikudashav, mityarei, umitale umitalel. People around become filled with reverence, awe, and they're mahalos from Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what if, wait a minute, you know, you answered this question, but alakasha ayla, how about the other kasha? I also asked you about, fine, this is my quote, Sanoim, how are you going to explain the fact that it says over here, Ola Shikribu B'nai Yisrael B'midbar, required Hefshet B'nitua? Ah, that's straight Tanoim. That's also Machlokes Tanoim. But which Tanoim? A whole different thing. That's dependent on the very fundamental Machlokes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu hear the tzivui of the Hipshit and Vinitach? Did he hear that on Har Sinai? Or was he only told on Har Sinai the general din that there is such a thing as a carbon tummy? And then when they came to the Mishkan, the Omoi, all of those din that we are taught in Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra, Hashem HaMoshe, Mi'ol HaMoed, Vayidaber Elav, that's where he heard it for the first time. If that's where he heard it for the first time, then obviously there was no Hefshet V'nitua before. I'm telling you now, from this point on, these are the din. But if when I see that he was already told about Hefshet V'nitua, that means that it's part of the definition of the Elav from the beginning. And that's dependent on the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Kalalot Nemru B'Sinai, U'Pratot Ba'Omor. Rabbi Yishmael says the whole Torah was only given as a very general sense of what is going to be in the Torah. So yes, like it says on Asina, Mizbach Adam Atasavi, Zabach the Shemesh Alasach HaVashlamecha, it said that. It doesn't say how to be Zoveah. It doesn't say which karbanos you're chayev, where you do hetzik and ituach, and so on. Then, in the Olmoah, when we hear the whole Sefer Vayikra, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Derech Avodatah. And at that point, there's a chayev of hetzik and ituach. Right?
That doesn't say it's written in the Orah.
Rabbi Akiva Omer, because Rabbi Akiva says, no, klolot upratot namro b'sinai. The Torah was given b'prat on Har Sinai. The fact that it is said in the Olam Moed, and that's where we quoted from, that was a Mishnah, essentially. That was the second time around. Nishnu b'Olam Moed. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu chazered the entire Torah in Sefer Mishnah Torah, so over there he went over and was mazber the Torah again. So they were, it was Nishtalshu, it was the third time, Ba'arvot Mo'av. We will stop here.
I don't know if the Rav realizes again, the idioms that you use, the Nesachim, you kept saying it boils down to Nesachim. And today, we're put to the Machaneh. So he kept saying, you're up the creek. I think it's totally by accident.
I hear. That's not an accident.